Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly, the satire, that is.
Hi, I'm Jeff Chrysler.
And I'm fake Tony Hendra.
And this is the Final Edition Radio Hour. For those of you who don't know, fake Tony Hendra only appears when the real Tony Hendra is traveling, taking a knee at a sporting event, or stopping hurricanes.
That's right, Jeffers, and I've got the best accent in the world. You do, Tony Hendra.
I mean, fake Tony Hendra, I can't even tell you apart.
I'm just glad I haven't become a pirate yet.
Haven't you?
Arrgh.
Well, that was certainly silly.
You know what's not silly? This episode of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Now I can see love taking her toll on me. She's lost the oh, I better learn how to play.
Thank you for calling Equifax. To find out whether your personal information was exposed in our security breach, please enter the last 9 digits of your social security number. Thank you. The good news is your personal information was not exposed in the security breach. The bad news is your social security number was just exposed to hackers who have tapped this phone line. To freeze your credit report, please press 1. You have chosen to freeze your credit report. Unfortunately, it's too late for that. Hackers have already used your personal data to open 30 credit cards, purchase 10 homes, charter 6 yachts, smuggle 18 kilos of cocaine, and obtain 1 membership to AARP. Your life is basically over. Don't worry, you still have options. To freeze your body cryogenically until a time when it's safe to be alive again, please press 1. That's really your only option. You have chosen to have your body frozen cryogenically until it's safe to be alive again. Your body will be slowly lowered to negative 320 degrees Fahrenheit and then stored in an aluminum pod filled with liquid nitrogen designed to keep you in a state of near-complete suspended animation. In other words, you're going to look pretty cool. You'll remain in this state until you have the technology to get your identity back and keep it secure. The bad news is you'll have to say goodbye to your family and friends. The good news is when you wake up hundreds of years from now, the television series Modern Family will probably finally be over. Those men you hear knocking on your door right now have come to take you to your cryo chamber.
Open up.
Thank you for calling Equifax. See you in another life.
Man on the street!
A 12-year-old singing ventriloquist has won America's Got Talent. The Final Edition asks the man on the street. What do you think?
Oh, a kid keeping her mouth shut? Yeah, I'd give her a prize, too.
Well, it sounds like the second puppet to win a national election.
She never would have won if America's Got Talent had an electoral college.
Yeah, when I was a little girl, I stuck my hand up a rabbit's ass, too, but you don't see me being on TV about it.
She wouldn't have won if Chewbacca Mom was in the damn contest.
That's still funny. What's that, a year old? That's still funny. Chewbacca Mom's funny.
It's not that impressive. I mean, she had to use a puppet.
Guys, she's a ventriloquist, so... let's start taking bets now. When does she kill herself?
She's going to be the second highest earning woman below 13 in Las Vegas.
Hi, I'm Ivanka.
And I'm Tiffany.
And together,
we're the Trump sisters.
What a tumultuous couple of weeks we've had, wouldn't you say, Tiffany?
Oh yeah, things are not going well for the Trump family.
For the country. Obviously, we're concerned about the country. Right, Tiffany?
Sure, the country. But also about me. Why are you all up in my face?
I'm not getting all up in your face.
You're all over me like white on rice.
Tiffany! You can't say things like that.
But it's an old saying that simply means get off my back.
Then just say get off my back.
When did you become so PC?
January 20th.
Well, America should know that I don't condone how Daddy is acting. The things he says and then corrects and then restates having to do with world issues like climate change, nuclear war, and the white supremacy do not reflect my beliefs.
Tiffany!
What? It's true. Our father...
who art in heaven.
No, our father is the worst.
Please, Lord, forgive her sins.
You know you're Jewish, right?
Oh, yeah.
Besides, the sins of the father are visited upon their sons, not their daughters. I think we get a free pass on this one.
That is not how it works. As his daughters, we are supposed to support everything he does.
So what did you think when Daddy randomly tweeted the word kafefi?
I think it's impressive that a 71-year-old man has only made one mistake on Twitter. Twitter is not easy to use for his generation.
One mistake? What about the gif of Daddy taking down a CNN reporter because it was apparently fake news?
Well, it is fake news.
Okay, you're just saying that because the media isn't on your side anymore. They've picked up that you and Jared aren't the perfect couple.
Oh, please.
Yep, you know what they say. He who throws the first stone.
He who throws the first stone what?
I don't know. I was hoping you did.
I'm Jewish, remember?
God willing and the creek don't rise.
Okay, it's not funny anymore. And besides, we're in the White House. There's no creek.
Well, there could be. Global warming and all.
No, there couldn't. Global warming and all.
Well, I guess we'll just have to agree to disagree on this.
I disagree.
God willing.
That still doesn't make sense.
That's what she said.
Okay, now you're doing it on purpose.
I'm just saying.
Stop it!
If I had a nickel for every time I heard that, I'd be rich right now.
You have plenty of money. I pay you $12 an hour to babysit my kids.
I was meaning to talk to you about that. Do you think I could get a raise? $12 an hour isn't much, considering your kids get more than that in allowance.
Well, maybe if you supported our father on air, I would reconsider.
Fine. Donald Trump is the best president ever. I support him. There. Are you happy?
Thank you.
So,
starting next week, you'll get paid $12.25 an hour.
$15.
$12.50, that's my final offer.
Deal.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
Martin Shkreli came to Shawshank Prison in 2017. I must admit, I didn't think much of Marty the first time I laid eyes on him.
What's up? It's me, y'all, the Pharma Bro.
And I still don't.
The Shkreli Shank Redemption.
Bruh, I understand you're like the man who knows how to get things.
I'm known to locate things from time to time.
All right, well, I need a rock hammer and a poster of Rita Hayworth.
Are you gonna escape?
I'm totes gonna sell your shit back to these idiots with like a $5,000 markup.
It's a story of hope.
Y'all like drinking this beer on this rooftop?
Oh, yeah. Oh, give me a hand. Yeah.
Now you bitches owe me $643 per beer.
Fuck you.
Whoa, man, that's an asshole.
I'm gonna rape you now.
Hey, we could listen to my only copy of the latest Wu-Tang album. Guys?
Starring Academy Award winner Morgan Freeman.
You mean to tell me Get Busy Living or Get Busy Don is the motto for your damn overinflated pills?
And human piece of shit, Martin Shkreli.
Woohoo!
I just crawled through a bunch of shit. Hashtag crushing it.
In a story of friendship.
Red, 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 red. In a field along an onyx wall, buried under a sycamore tree, you'll find a box with a bus ticket to meet me in Zihuatanejo.
Wow. Zihuatanejo.
It's totally cool if you want to do some gay shit when we get there. I got the hookup on AIDS pills.
Fuck you.
The Shkrelishank Redemption. Rated PG. For pretty greedy.
Now, Darapams are $7.50 a pill. I'll slang it to you, though, for $500. But I'll also trade it straight up for some Hillary hairs.
This week on Weather Wednesday, we look at inspiring stories from Hurricane Harvey, tales of bravery and survival. We begin with Margaret Basehart and her lost kitten, Scoodles.
He was gone for just days, and all I could do was pray.
Well, I guess God heard your prayers.
I don't pray to God. I pray to William Seward, Secretary of State under Lincoln.
I don't know how to react to that.
Well, it worked. Seward was a very effective Secretary of State, you know.
Sorry to interrupt your inspiring Hurricane Harvey story, but we've got a more inspiring story from Hurricane Irma. With an estimated 10,000 people left homeless, one man went beyond the call to lend a hand.
Well, I thought to myself, who doesn't love hot dog on a stick?
Sorry to interrupt your Hurricane Irma story, but here's an even more heartwarming story of Hurricane Jose.
And you say you didn't even know you had a twin?
Nope. Even though we grew up in the same town, on the same street, in the same house, in the same room.
But it took Hurricane Jose to lift the curtain between you.
Yeah, a literal curtain in the middle of the room. I never bothered to question it.
Sorry to interrupt your story from Hurricane Jose, but we have a breaking report on global climate change. How dare you bring politics into this? People are dying from constant hurricanes.
Sorry to interrupt your interruptions, but we have a breaking story from Hurricane Maria. It seems a woman lost her dog in the hurricane and her car.
Where did you find them?
Atlantic City. Goddamn dog stole the car.
These are the stories that bring us together in this hurricane season of miracles.
Hi, I am the Melania Trump, and I am the lady married the First Lady. I'm concerned about an epidemic sweeping our nation. Beware, parents. If your children seem to be having fun while hydrating, they may have filled their water bottles with clear gin and vodka or other alcohols that are the same color as water. Unlike the heroin and the crack epidemic, which the Reagans did so well to keep isolated to the poor people, this epidemic has even affected my home. Recently, I received an email from Barron's wet nurse. She told me Barron and his lacrosse teammates were in the Lincoln bedroom, which Donald calls the man cave, drinking waters and laughing. Then, Barron began to puke on his seersucker blazer. Barron and his teammates, Clayton, Travis, and Winston, were not drinking waters. They were drinking alcohol. Mothers and fathers of the Americas, please inform your wet nurses and support help to be on the lookout for this heinous act of mistrust. While I was interrogating Barron, he also informed me of other lie. Molly is not the name of another classmate he has to bring home for daddy.
Welcome back to the Weather Channel. If you can't trust anyone, you can trust the Weather Channel.
As Hurricane Irma bears down on Florida, thousands of residents are still refusing to leave their homes. It's time once again to give these people a voice. On the line, we have a resident of Fort Myers. Are you there, ma'am?
I'm here, and I ain't going nowhere. I am right with God, and if he wants me, he can take me.
What about the governor's plea for everyone to evacuate?
The governor can talk until he's blue in his board shorts. I only answer to one man, and that's the man upstairs, and he ain't telling me to do a goddamn thing.
Well, please, stay safe. And while you may be putting your life in danger, we at the Weather Channel respect your decision to provide such entertaining fodder.
Thank you.
Okay, we have another Florida resident on the line. Sir, your neighborhood in Key Largo may be under as much as 15 feet of water at this time tomorrow, but you're not budging. Is that true?
You can call me Captain Hunker, because I'll hunker down.
Will hunkering down really help if you're underwater?
Well, if the water comes in, I'll just take out my snorkel and my flippers. I'll be okay.
What about the wind? There may be gusts of up to 180 miles per hour.
Ain't no big deal. My boss of Pizzeria Uno blows hotter and faster air than this hurricane. And I only been fired twice.
Be safe, sir. Although you're making a very, very foolish decision, we at the Weather Channel appreciate your story and these ratings.
Same to you.
We have Mary on the line. Mary, why have you chosen not to evacuate?
Oh, actually, I did evacuate.
You did?
I got out 2 days ago when the governor first told everyone to leave. I'm already in Atlanta.
You're breaking up.
Can you hear me now?
Folks, it looks like we've lost Mary.
No, I'm still...
Stay safe, Mary, wherever you are. Okay, one more caller. Hello, you're on the Weather Channel.
Hi, I live underneath the boardwalk at South Beach.
Tell me everything. Please stay on the line, sir. We need to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. You won't want to miss hearing about this man's terrible decision.
American football, 1982.
Wow, Craig Morton got hit hard on that one, and he is not getting up.
Yeah, well, fortunately, it's just a concussion. Which means no long-term harm.
That's right. They say concussions are good for you.
Good old repeated blows to the head. You know, they improve memory, motor skills, and cognitive function.
That Craig Morton is a lucky, lucky man.
And a lesson to all you kids out there, you can't play football if you do drugs.
American Football, 2015.
And Tom Brady looks a little disoriented after that last play.
Oh, man, that could be a concussion, and... Well, we all know what that means.
Well, according to the new rules, Roger Goodell, commissioner of the National Football League, will come out onto the field and explain why the NFL is not liable.
By the terms of a class action settlement, the NFL has immunity from any future concussion lawsuits and does not admit to any wrongdoing.
And the crowd goes wild.
American Football, 2047.
Alan Dershowitz III carefully hands off the ball to Peyton Manning III, and his guards are doing a great job standing just in the way of defense, making it, you know, kind of rude to push past them.
Defensive lineman Riddick Cowlane is trying to get in there. He's saying, excuse me. He's saying he's got a sick kid with him and he's got to get through. I don't know if he's allowed to lie like that.
You know what? I've had it.
What? It's the middle of the play. Look at the intense way they're kind of strolling around out there. This game, legally, could not get any more exciting.
It isn't football if people aren't killing each other. There's no point to this.
Now Manning has stopped in the middle of the field. He's taking out his cell phone. I think he's checking his messages.
Look! I don't care if these guys get hurt. I never cared. It doesn't matter what kind of demented punch drunks they become once I'm not looking at them anymore. Does that make me a bad person? Fine, I'm a bad person, but I can't take this.
No, he wasn't checking messages. He was tweeting. It's on my feed. He says, One small step for Manning, one giant step for the Giants. That's clever.
Somebody on that field is going to get hurt. If I have to do it myself, I'm going down there with a machete and a bag of infected blood. I'll kill a fan if that's the best I can do.
And someone is delivering a fruit basket onto the field.
Hello, I'm Stanley Sherman.
And I'm his wife, Rita Sherman.
We're the people in the car ahead of you in traffic.
The white SUV.
And we're here to encourage you to subscribe to the Final Edition podcast.
We are very interested in things.
We appreciate a show that takes time to examine the issues.
It makes us more informed voters, whether to go to the right or go to the left or go straight or stop and consider our options.
Well, the light is green up ahead, so we better slow down. This will take all my concentration.
Be careful, Stan.
I know.
The Final Edition Podcast. We have one.
Honey, this restaurant is so decorative.
Yeah, the Yelp review said it was one of the most authentic Mexican cantinas in town.
Very cool. So how was work today?
Oh, don't get me started. The boss was really down in my neck. And,
Mariachi band was very loud.
Yeah, I couldn't even hear what I was saying.
Well, they went to another table, so tell me about your day.
Okay, yeah, so anyways, the boss today was just... Okay, hey, can you play a little softer? I'm trying to have a conversation here. Hello?
Good evening. How are we doing tonight?
Okay, but can you tell that band to maybe not play so loud? I can't even hear myself think.
I'm very sorry about that, ma'am. They're an authentic mariachi band from Mexico, and that's how they play, but I can tell them that you don't like it if you want.
Yes, please do that. And did you just call me ma'am?
Don't be rude. No, we're fine. We enjoy their music. Do you have any specials tonight?
Why, yes. We have bean and cheese burrito with mole sauce, deep fried chicken flautas, and buy one, get one free margaritas.
Any of those sound good to you?
I couldn't hear anything you just said.
Okay, don't mind her. I'll have the chicken flautas.
Okay, and I guess I'll have, No! Hey! Shut up! Ah! God, stop playing your loud music, okay? I came here to have a relaxing dinner with my wife, and all I'm able to do is have a loud guitar in my face!
It's not a guitar. It's a guitarron.
Whatever it is, just stop!
Oh, we're very sorry, senorita. We are just trying to be authentic.
Screw authentic, okay? If authentic means having loud music blasting in my ears, I'd rather go to Del Taco. And why does everyone keep calling me a woman?
We'll just go back to Mexico.
Don't leave! How would you be so insensitive to these people? They came to America to have all the rights that we do, but if this is how you are, I'm leaving with them.
What?
Yeah, screw you, Marcus. I'm going to Mexico and having a real, authentic Mexican experience.
But what about our kids?
Oh, it's a fiesta!
Hey, no, no! Oh.
Welcome back to the Weather Channel. If you can't trust anyone, you can trust the Weather Channel.
As Hurricane Irma bears down on Florida, thousands of residents are still refusing to leave their homes. It's time once again to give these people a voice. On the line, we have a resident of Fort Myers. Are you there, ma'am?
I'm here, and I ain't going nowhere. I am right with God, and if he wants me, he can take me.
What about the governor's plea for everyone to evacuate?
The governor can talk until he's blue in his board shorts. I only answer to one man, and that's the man upstairs, and he ain't telling me to do a goddamn thing.
Well, please, stay safe. And while you may be putting your life in danger, we at the Weather Channel respect your decision to provide such entertaining fodder.
Thank you.
Okay, we have another Florida resident on the line, sir. Your neighborhood in Key Largo may be under as much as 15 feet of water at this time tomorrow, but you're not budging. Is that true?
You can call me Captain Hunker, because I'll hunker down.
Will hunkering down really help if you're underwater?
Well, if the water comes in, I'll just take out my snorkel and my flippers. I'll be okay.
What about the wind? There may be gusts of up to 180 miles per hour.
Ain't no big deal. My boss of Pizzeria Uno blows hotter and faster air than this hurricane. And I only been fired twice.
Be safe, sir. Although you're making a very, very foolish decision, we at the Weather Channel appreciate your story and these ratings.
Same to you.
We have Mary on the line. Mary, why have you chosen not to evacuate?
Oh, actually, I did evacuate.
You did?
I got out 2 days ago when the governor first told everyone to leave. I'm already in Atlanta.
You're breaking up.
Can you hear me now?
Folks, it looks like we've lost Mary.
No, I'm still...
Stay safe, Mary, wherever you are. Okay, one more caller. Hello, you're on the Weather Channel.
Hi, I live underneath the boardwalk at South Beach.
Tell me everything.
Three bands of sack bags, I mean 3 sandbags of hag wag, 3 sandbags, a case of Corona, and 2 middle fingers with Irma's name on them.
Please stay on the line, sir. We need to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. You won't want to miss hearing about this man's terrible decision.
Hey guys, the craziest thing happened to me today. There was a car accident and...
Everyone died!
Yeah, they did.
Oh, geez, I'm sorry. I was actually just doing a bit. I didn't actually think that would be accurate.
It's okay, you didn't mean to.
Well, on a lighter note, I have some good news.
You're pregnant!
Yeah, I am. Thanks, Keith.
Oh, my bad. I thought I was just joking.
I was going to unveil a big announcement with music and balloons, but I guess this is how you're all going to remember that the moment I announced my pregnancy, by Keith doing a bit.
Come on, Heidi. He didn't mean anything by it. Let's just talk about something else.
I did something really embarrassing today.
Oh, you were in the ladies' room and you queefed really loud and everyone heard and definitely knew that's what the sound was and knew it was definitely coming from you? Okay, come on. That could not have actually happened. That'd be disgusting.
Okay, well, Keith, it did.
Okay, guys, stop it. Look, I need your advice about something. I need your guys' opinions. I'm in a really complicated situation. Bear with me, because there are a lot of details, and every one of them matters.
Oh, let me guess. Your girlfriend wants you to move in with her, but it's not that simple because another woman you used to sleep with lives next door. You can't ever tell your girlfriend this because she had a cheating boyfriend in her last relationship, and it just made her really insecure. But despite those insecurities, you still love her. Also, breaking your lease is an ordeal because your landlord is really good friends with your mom, but your mom can't know that you're moving in with your girlfriend because of her strong views on sex before marriage, so it's something you'd really prefer to keep on the DL, and breaking your lease would be a whole ordeal. Additionally, the building your girlfriend lives in is dog-friendly, and you have a dog allergy, but your girlfriend loves dogs, so now you don't know what to do. Well, really, you know you can't move in with your girlfriend, but you're dreading that conversation and just need to vent?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Thanks, asshole. Glad I got to vent on that one.
Come on, man. I was just doing a simple little bit. Anyone would have guessed that joke.
Keith, how about you just stay quiet for the rest of the conversation?
I'm just joking, guys, but I do have some news. It's pretty exciting.
Let me guess. You're psychic.
Oh, yeah, it does suck when people do that.
Placidly amid the noise and waste, and remember what comfort there may be in owning a piece thereof. Avoid quiet and passive persons unless you are in need of sleep. Rotate your tires. Speak glowingly of those greater than yourself, and heed well their advice, even though they be turkeys. Know what to kiss and when. Consider the 2 wrongs never make a right, but the 3 do. wherever possible, put people on hold. Be comforted that in the face of all aridity and disillusionment, and despite the changing fortunes of time, there is always a big future in computer maintenance.
You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. Whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back.
Remember the Pueblo. Strive at all times to bend, fold, spindle, and mutilate. Know yourself. If you need help, call the FBI. Exercise caution in your daily affairs, especially with those persons closest to you. That lemon on your left, for instance. Be assured that a walk through the ocean of most souls would scarcely get your feet wet. Fall not in love, therefore. It will stick to your face. Gracefully surrender the things of youth, birds, clean air, tuna, Taiwan, and let not the sands of time get in your lunch. Hire people with hooks. For a good time, call 606-4311. Ask for Ken. Take heart amid the deepening gloom that your dog is finally getting enough cheese, and reflect that whatever misfortune may be your lot, it could only be worse in Milwaukee. You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. And whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back. Therefore, make peace with your God, whatever you conceive him to be, hairy thunderer or cosmic muffin, with all its hopes, dreams, promises and urban renewal, the world continues to deteriorate. Give up.
You are a fool of the universe. You have no right to be here. Whether you can hear it or not, the universe living behind your back.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. The voices of the Final Edition Radio Hour are performed by Bruce Cherry, Jin Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Keith Saltahanes, Gil Barron, Ben Kirchner, John Gutierrez, Megan Gallagher, Samantha Gerwitz, Sean Ari Lehair, Jeff Chrysler, James Mount, Barry Lank, John Marshall, Ebby Parker, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Rachel Rauch, Andrew Danish, Anne Tuchel, Rob Miller, Kayla Merrill, and Leslie Shapira. The writers of the Final Edition, Kit Lively, Bruce Cherry, Jin Dodd, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Barry Lank, James Mount, Gil Barron, Ben Kirchner, John Gutierrez, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Leslie Shapira, Melinda Hughes, Jeremy Rayburn, Steve Rosenfield, and Peter Kleinman. The Final Edition is produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Chrysler, West Coast production by Barry Lank. Audio edited and engineered by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond. The Final Edition Radio Hour is the property of the Final Edition LLC, copyright 2014.
There it is. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.